Hey, Pastor Perez, what are you doing?
I'm building a prison for those who don't come to church each week.
Looks more like a doghouse.
Yeah, or that. What's on your mind, Miss Hannah?
Well, I've been praying a lot lately, just like you suggested.
And?
And I don't think I'm doing it right. I don't think God is listening.
Why do you say that?
Nothing has changed. Everything is still the same.
Really?
Yeah. I still go to school each day, come home, eat supper, play with my little brother for a while, do my homework, say goodnight to my mom, and go to sleep. Then, the next day, I do the very same thing again.
Let's see. I may not have added right, but you just mentioned 7 answers to prayer right there.
I did?
Sure. 1, you go to school. Millions of kids in this world don't have that opportunity. 2, you come home. In war-torn nations, many kids don't have a real home to come home to. 3, you eat supper. I don't have to tell you about the famines in so many parts of the world. 4, you play with your little brother. He's healthy and strong. That's a true blessing. 5, you do your homework, which means you're learning new things. 6, you say goodnight to your mom. A whole lot of orphans would give anything to be able to do that. And 7, you sleep safe and sound in your comfortable bed. Hannah, that's 7 answered prayers right there. 7 wonderful blessings.
Wow. I never thought of it that way. You know what, Pastor Perez? Tonight, I'm going to thank God that nothing has changed, that everything is still the same.
I think that's a very good idea, Hannah.
Jesus wants to be our friend. He has placed in our hearts a desire to share our deepest secrets and brightest hopes with Him. This program was brought to you by the Children's Ministries Department of the General Conference of Seventh-day Adventists.